تستمعون إلى SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى البث الحي لإذاعة SBS عربي 24 عبر الراديو. بإمكانكم أيضاً الاستماع عبر موقعنا الإلكتروني وعن طريق تطبيق SBS راديو. زوروا sbs.com.au/arabic.
تتذكروا مستمعينا أنه من أيام قليلة تلقفنا تصريحات لنائب لنائب فيدرالي عن مقعد مالي وهو مقعد ريفي بولاية فيكتوريا، واللي قال فيه أو اقترح فيه على الحكومة أن تحث المصارف على منح قروض بدون وديعة بدون ديبوزيت لكل مستأجر عنده سجل جيد. وبالفعل هالموضوع لقى كتير ترحيب واستحسان من قبلكم، إن كان بالحوار المباشر وإن كان أونلاين على صفحتنا على الفيسبوك أو تويتر.
صحيح، وكما وعدناكم قمنا بالاتصال بالنائب الفيدرالي وهو النائب أندرو برود، وهو معنا الآن على الخط.
We are delighted to welcome the honorable member for Mali, Mr. Andrew Broad. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Silva.
Good morning, Andrew. It's Ghassan as well with you.
Good day, Ghassan. How are you?
You fine yourself?
Beautiful day here where I am.
Yes, you are from a beautiful part of Australia. Your seat covers third of the state of Victoria?
That's correct, and we grow lots of lovely fresh fruit, so fresh. It's a wonderful part of the world.
What in particular?
A lot of table grapes.
All right.
And oranges and almonds.
Beautiful. Well, Mr. Broad, we did put your suggestion to our listeners to comment about it regarding the home loans without deposit to be given to renters with good records. And are you interested to know what feedback we had for this suggestion?
Please tell me. I'm very interested.
Well, your idea, 87% of our listeners and people who interact with us on Twitter have found your idea as a good solution and a feasible one for the housing crisis. 87%.
That's very strong. Now we need to convince my colleagues so we can implement something like this.
Well, there were reports in the press yesterday that the government is considering your proposal. How serious those reports are, and have you been approached by the government?
Yes, I have. I am part of the government, so we're having these discussions at the moment. I mean, we must do something to help people achieve home ownership. And if you help an average person become more wealthy by being able to move from being a renter to a home ownership, the more citizens that are wealthy, the wealthier the country is. So it's in our national interest to provide some assistance in this area.
Mr. Broad, like housing crisis, like housing affordability is really on the agenda. How you came up with your own suggestion?
I guess I spent some time talking to a lady over the Christmas break who had applied for 100 houses to rent. She was struggling and financially, but she had managed to be a perfect renter for 3 years. And in this regional town that she was living in, the repayments on a new house would have actually been less than what she would have paid to rent a house. And she said, you know, I've got the capacity to make repayments. Why can't the bank take that into consideration? And so that sort of got me thinking. And I thought, well, if that was the case, and I did some figures, and I've been invested in property personally since I was 22, so I understand the property market very, very deeply, that provided your rental history repayment schedule is somewhere near what you would be paying, so you've got to buy a modest home, why shouldn't we provide a vehicle to help people achieve home ownership?
Yeah, but would you trust the banks with your proposal? Some of our listeners were skeptical about it, and maybe some think that it's time or about time to have a government housing fund or housing bank.
I suppose there's a couple of ways you could actually make this policy work. I mean, one is a requirement of the banks to implement this policy as a return of favour for us being guarantor of the banks in the global financial crisis. The other is for us to take an equity share or provide some sort of mechanism to assist people to get a product such as this, work with the banks to develop a product. I mean, it needs to be said, there will be some people who will, if they had this product, it wouldn't succeed for them. But there would be so many Australians where this would succeed. And this policy also tends to work better in the more regional areas where rental returns are closer to repayment schedules.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't work as well.
But it is still the case in many cities as well.
Well, it is, but in some areas, the rental people are, investors take a lower rent because they have a very high capital appreciation. Those areas it wouldn't work as well, but certainly in the outer suburbs, in a lot of our inland cities, a policy like this would work. But you've got to be able to prove to the bank that you've got the capacity to pay.
Yeah. Can I clarify something with you? You mentioned the guarantor. Are you talking about the government acting as the guarantor?
Yeah, there is a discussion how that could take place, and that's still in the infancy stage of discussion.
We had today many suggestions as well regarding housing affordability. One of them, a call for New South Wales government to stamp duty tax. What do you think about this call?
Well, when I bought my first property when I was 22, I was a farmer, and so I bought a small farm, and I paid a big lot of money in stamp duty. And then I took that fight to the Victorian government, and now in Victoria, if you buy your first farming property, it's stamp duty exempt. I won that one.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hope you win the other one.
I know.
can I say something? There is a suggestion also this morning by the Assistant Treasurer, Michael Sukkar. He thinks that to be able to buy a house, you have to have a good paying job. But, you know, not everyone can have this.
Well, I got to say, the two things that government should be focused on is ensuring that Australians can have a job and that they can afford to buy a house. And if you achieve those two things, it gives people a level of certainty, it builds a home, and it actually takes away a lot of the social problems that cost the budget so much money. So Michael's right, you do need both things to achieve this. But even people with very good jobs are finding it very hard to enter the property market at the moment.
True. Anyway, at the end of it, we very thankful for your time, Mr. Broad. We need people to do to walk the walk, not to talk the talk, because really this crisis is causing a lot of struggle for many Australians who are trying to achieve this dream to own their homes.
Well, thank you. We'll keep pushing this, and hopefully we'll get an outcome.
Thank you, the federal member for the Victorian seat of Mallee, Andrew Broad. Thanks a lot. And have a good day.
Thank you very much.
شكرا لاستماعكم لSBS عربي 24. لمزيد من المعلومات حول كيفية الاستماع إلى برنامجنا بالكامل، زوروا sbs.com.au/arabic.